Tired of spending all evening looking for something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream, the new way to get Sky without a dish, where all your shows from all your apps and channels are in one place. Stream unmissable Sky exclusives like True Detective and The Regime starring Kate Winslet, and Netflix shows like The Gentlemen, all in one simple bill for just €25 a month for 12 months. Search Sky Stream today. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Requires broadband. The regime available 8th of April. Further terms apply.
Here's what you just missed on the Indo Daily.
It is official. Simon Harris is the country's new Taoiseach and the youngest ever leader of this country.
When it comes to hate crimes, we see every couple of months there might be a shocking attack on a gay person, and then the conversation starts again. We need hate speech legislation. The other part of society says, well, this is an infringement of my freedom of speech. I'm not happy with it at all.
This is continually happening where developers are going through the correct processes, getting planning permission and ending up stalled down the High Court.
Find and follow us at all the usual spots and over on the Irish Independent website.
Hello and welcome to The Left Wing. I'm Sinead Cassan. Well, the Ireland team to play Fiji at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday has been named. Now, there are 8 changes from the side that started against South Africa last weekend. Jeremy Lockman will make his debut at loosehead prop with the uncapped pair of Jack Crowley and Keane Prendergast named on the bench. So the team in full: Jimmy O'Brien at full back, Robert Balakoon and Mac Hansen on the wings, Robbie Henshaw and Stuart McCluskey in the centre, Joey Carberry and Jemson Gibson-Park at half back. Now, there's a front row of Lockman, Rob Herring and Tadhg Furlong. Kieran Treadwell and Tadhg Byrne are in the second row, and Caelan Doris, Nick Timoney, Jack Conan in the back row. On the bench are Dan Sheehan, Keane Healy, Tom O'Toole, Keane Prendergast, Max Steegan, Craig Casey, Jack Crowley and Gary Ringrose. Now, I'm joined by Keane Tracy, rugby writer with the Irish Independent. Well, Keane, we knew on Wednesday that Tadhg Furlong had recovered from an ankle injury and will captain Ireland for the first time, which is a really inspired choice by Andy Farrell. What is your overall impression of the team generally that Andy has named for Saturday?
It's exciting, Sinead. Much stronger than I think many people probably would have expected. I kind of felt like that at the start of the window. Andy Farrell and his coaching staff probably would have sat down and in an ideal world would have mapped out their teams. And I'm not sure if they would have went this strong. I think when you look at it, I think the A game has had a big knock-on effect for a lot of guys. You look at someone like Gavin Coombs, who's going to play for Munster tonight. He's a guy who you'd imagine would have been penciled in to play. Injuries have obviously played a part of that, like the likes of Joe McCarthy, Kieran Frawley. But I think Andy Farrell is sending out a bit of a message here. I think like a lot of guys got their chance in the A game last week, albeit against a very, very strong All Blacks 15, but they didn't take their chance. And I think the standards have been set now by the first choice team, if that's what you want to call it. And even if it is against tough opposition, if you don't meet those standards, then you're not going to get your opportunity. So from that end, I actually like that message that Andy Farrell is sending out. You know, we always praise him for the kind of the culture he's created within the squad. It's more relaxed, but he's got a rootless side to him as well. And I think that's part of why Ireland have been so successful. So I really like the team. What I like about it as well is that guys, inexperienced guys who have been put in, have generally been put in with experienced guys. So I think that's something that Leinster always do really, really well. They don't just drop loads of kids into the team at the same time, generally speaking. They pair them up with experienced guys, and you know, you don't want to throw them in the deep end. And I think when you go through the team, Sinead, you can see that. I think, you know, Joey Carberry, he's obviously not young or inexperienced, but getting a chance to play, I think, with Gibson Park is really important as well. I was expecting Craig Casey to be involved, to be starting. I don't know if he kind of paid the price for last weekend. It didn't go well for him, but it was very tough for him behind a beaten pack, you'd have to say. Guy like Jeremy Lockman, you know, he gets to scrummage with Tadhg Furlong, Kieran Treadwell in the second row with Tadhg Byrne, and then Nick Timoney goes in the back row with Caelan Doris and Jack Conan. So I think there's a lot to like from Andy Farrell's approach here. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, especially that back line. We're going to look at out half just in a second, but first start for Jimmy O'Brien at full back. Really glad to see Robert Balakoon as well get another chance on the right wing, because, you know, not much ball really seemed to come his way against South Africa. And Mac Hansen, obviously, on the other wing. Robbie Henshaw back from injury as well. And Stuart McCluskey, he was saying even in the press conference yesterday, the more games he gets, the better he becomes. Really, it's really good to see him back in the centre again.
Yeah, because you were absolutely gutted. I think we spoke about it in the post-match podcast that we did last week. You were gutted to see him go off, and it looked like he had broken his arm, and he was speaking about it yesterday. He thought he had broken his arm as well, but it turned out to be, I can't remember what type of nerve he said now, but a nerve thing basically that it got trapped and he lost all feeling in his hand. But he was, you know, walking off the field thinking he was going to be out for the next 3 months. So to be able to play a week later is pretty phenomenal, man. It's brilliant as well that he gets a chance to play with Robbie Henshaw. That's another guy, you know, who I would say if they had put in a less experienced centre there, that's been, I think, one of the criticisms that people would have had about Stuart McCloskey's previous caps is that apart from his debut against England all those years ago, he hasn't had a chance to play with the first team. And while he was on the pitch last weekend against South Africa, he was outstanding. Now, he had that big break, but most of his good work was done defensively. But we didn't really get to see properly what he's capable of with his offloads and stuff. And this game against Fiji, I think, will much more lend itself to that. So he's made a brilliant recovery, and be exciting to see how he gets on, because he certainly didn't look out of place last weekend at all, did he?
Yeah, no, he was really impressive in the time that he was on the pitch for. Look, out half is always a talking point. As expected, really, Johnny Sexton is rested. Joey Carberry starts. It's his first start since the win over Italy in the Six Nations. He, of course, started against France in Paris as well. How would you describe, and of course, he closed out those games, all those three tests in New Zealand. How would you describe Joey's form coming into this one?
He closed out the game last weekend as well, albeit for a few minutes. He's making a real knack of being part of the big victories. Look, it's been patchy, but I always say this when we're talking about Joey Carberry, the Munster pack he's playing behind have just been nowhere near the required standards, and I feel like he almost gets judged unfairly. Now, there's no doubt he hasn't been hitting the heights, and you would expect more from your out half, but I think Munster have been, you know, struggling so much this season and last season, to be fair, that it's very difficult to, you know, to impress with that. He's obviously had his injury problems. I thought he was pretty good in Paris during the Six Nations when he played, when he came on.
Usually that night.
Yeah, like, and that was a massive, massive occasion. And the type of game, you know, big physical French men throwing himself at him. Of course, he knows all about how physical Fiji are, because didn't he break his arm against him the last time they were in Dublin? So it's a big opportunity for him to impress. I think, you know, Jack Crowley's on the bench. He's going to make his debut alongside Cian Prendergast, who's going to make his debut, and Jeremy Lochman. But Jack Crowley's the next cab off the rank now. And like with all new shiny new things, there's so much excitement around them. But I think Jack Crowley has already overtaken Ben Healy and Munster as a second choice out half. And he's going to put serious pressure on Joey Carberry as well. I know Mike Prendergast and Graham Rowntree really like what Jack Crowley's about. And you can't say the same for Johan van Graan. He just didn't fit the profile that he was looking for. He much preferred Ben Healy because he has a massive boot and he's a reliable goal kicker. And that kind of suited the South African style of play. But Jack Crowley certainly has, I think, offers something different, and it was interesting to see him running the water last week and even involved in the warm-up. And I had this thought myself but I was actually talking to a former out half during the week, and he said that the fact that Jack Crowley was even trusted to deliver messages in a game of that magnitude, because obviously he was hooked up to an earpiece with the Ireland coaches, said an awful lot about his character and his ability to deliver a message to someone like Johnny Sexton, because he's basically sending down messages from Mike Catt, Andy Farrell, whoever it may be. So I think already the Ireland coaches have been really impressed. And you'd have to say as well that for all the emerging Ireland tour, South Africa got criticised from a lot of people.
He was obsessed from that, wasn't he?
Yeah, really was. There's a few guys have really put their hand up from that. He's been the major one, because obviously he hasn't featured. So it's been a rapid rise for him over the last, you'd say, kind of few months, really. But I'm very interested to see how he gets on as well.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, like, he was third choice at Munster last season, had the Emerging Ireland Tour. He had that performance against Leinster, started against Ulster on the bench at the RDS last Friday, and now on the bench for Ireland. Do you remember this time last year when Andy Farrell said, I think it was before the Japan game, so was it Joey Carberry starting Harry Byrne on the bench, and he kind of rallied them to try and knock Johnny Sexton off his perch. You know, I am sure that, as you say, you know, that Joey Carberry will be fairly feeling the breath of Crowley on his neck going into this game.
Yeah, and like, there's times where you kind of want to shake Joey Carberry and say, you know, show a bit more. And while it's not going to be the kind of Ronan O'Gara, Johnny Sexton rivalry, because they're two very different characters, you'd like to see a bit more about him. But maybe he has been comfortable over the last couple of years in the Munster setup, and now you have a young guy who really looks like he can push on. And yeah, you're right. So he'll be looking over his shoulder, and there's no doubt that Jack Crowley is going to get game time at some stage. It'll be interesting to see if Andy Farrell decides to move Joey Carberry to fullback rather than take him off, because he did that in the Argentina game last year as well. Because I still think that is an option, and it'll be very interesting to see going forward if they look at that again. Obviously, he played, was it against Connacht? Maybe I'm not thinking off the top of my head, at fullback earlier this season. But that was more down to a case of injuries and players being unavailable. But there's no doubt that Andy Farrell...
Against Ulster at home park, yeah.
You're right, yeah. But there's no doubt that Andy Farrell still sees that as a potential option. And when you're looking at a World Cup squad, you want guys to be able to fill into different positions. Just look at Jimmy O'Brien last week, how well he did at outside centre. Now he's going to get a start at fullback, where you'd have to say he's much more comfortable. So these things all play into, you know, Andy Farrell's thinking. But if Jack Crowley can come on and whatever, if he gets 20 minutes, half an hour, and if he can make an impression, it's going to make the season, it's going to be real, could be a real turning point for Munster season as well, if you have two out halves kind of going head to head. And I'm working on a piece on Jack Crowley for Saturday's paper, and like everyone who I've spoken to in Bandon and with Corcon and stuff, you know, they all have said to me like that he is utterly, utterly determined in his mindset. So I think he's going to be one to watch over the next few weeks and months.
Well, sure, Ronan O'Gara wanted him. So, I mean, that
exactly,
in itself.
He's a pretty good judge of character, good judgment out half.
Pretty good, all right. I'm really excited to see Jimmy O'Brien as well at fullback. I have him nailed on already for my World Cup squad, because his versatility and the way he just eased himself into international rugby last weekend was so impressive. You mentioned as well Jeremy Lachman, huge day for him, named at Loosehead. He played obviously for Ireland twice in the non-cap matches against the Maori All Blacks in July, and he was in the Ireland A last Friday as well in their defeat to New Zealand. What will Andy Farrell be looking for from him?
I think he really fits the kind of athletic profile of what he wants from his props, and you can see how comfortable Jeremy Lachman is on the ball in terms of playing those link passes out the back to Jack Crowley or whoever it is. And he's made massive progress in Munster as well. He's another guy who you'd say perhaps didn't quite fit what Johan Vrengran was looking for. But I think in terms of like Mike Prendergast's attacking shape, that Jeremy Lachman has probably, you'd have to say, become Munster's first choice loose head now. And he was up for media yesterday. We have a piece in today's paper and online. He's got a really interesting backstory. He was born in America, and he could have played for the USA Eagles. They were mad keen for him to come and play, but he turned it down, and you know, he followed his dream basically. So he spent his first 4 years of his life in America, then until he was 12 he lived in Kent in England, then he moved to Itai, and then he moved to Blackrock for school. And since during the pandemic, obviously he's gone to Limerick then, and then his parents have actually, and all his family have moved out of Ireland as well. They've sold up the family home in Itai, so he's on his own here making a name for himself, and it's a massive opportunity. And I think he's another guy who benefited hugely. Obviously, he was really unlucky to get that serious head injury in the first Maori game in the summer, but he's made big, big strides, I would say, over the last few months. And you know, he was actually one of the few I thought who went well in the A game last week, and again, that to me is a sure sign that Andy Farrell and the Ireland coaches didn't take on that game the night before they were playing the Springboks without putting a lot of stock in it. So I think you can clearly see that he is trying to send out a message to his players. So the likes of Jeremy Lachman did quite well in that game, so he's earned his start on the back of what he's done in the summer. So other guys will be, you know, kicking themselves that they didn't take their opportunity. Even someone like Craig Casey, like I mentioned, he probably won't get a start now at all this month, because you'd imagine Jameson Gibson-Park will play next week. And while you can understand Jameson Gibson-Park needs the game time because he hadn't played this season, you could also say the same thing about Hugo Keenan. Yet Jimmy O'Brien did so well last week that Hugo Keenan, you know, Andy Farrell feels comfortable enough to leave him out of the team. So I think it's interesting. One thing to note, Sinead, about the team is Ireland don't have, from what I can tell anyway, anyone covering lock on the bench, which is very strange, because Andy Farrell definitely has fit locks. I know the likes of Gavin Thornbury was training this week. Now, I thought he was another guy who let an opportunity pass him by last week. So to go into a game without a backup lock is interesting. But again, it goes back to my point where I think he's sending a message to guys going, because he definitely could have picked, you know, likes of Gavin Thornbury, but because he didn't go well last week, he's saying, well, you missed your opportunity. And now you have Cian Prendergast is named in the 19 jersey, but I'm not sure if he's played much lock before. You have Max Deegan, similar enough. I mean, Caelan Doris, could he go there? So it's an interesting tactic, but I kind of like that rootless streak from him.
Yeah, and Gary Ringrose on the bench as well. You know, obviously to cover wing, because he showed with Leinster how well he can play on the wing. What do you make of the back row? Caelan Doris at 6, Nick Timoney at 7, and Jack Conan at 8.
I like it. I think what I said earlier, you know, Nick Timoney isn't being thrown in with two other rookies here. I have to say I'm very surprised to see Caelan Doris involved in this game, just as I'm surprised to see Tadhg Furlong. Tadhg Furlong, you can probably understand a little bit more. I think he was saying in the press conference yesterday he's only played 280 minutes because he came off at halftime in the Connacht game at the Sports Ground as well. So he's only played two halves of rugby this season. So you can definitely understand him being involved. But Caelan Doris, the amount of punishment that he took last weekend, but also dished out, I'm shocked that his body isn't in ribbons, to be honest with you. Now, it's a great boost to have him there, but I just don't really see the value in playing him in a game like this. He obviously moves back to 6. I think we've seen now, even last week again, that number 8 is, he's at his best when he's at number 8, because he can get on the ball, he can get involved in the play. But it's a big opportunity for Jack Conan. You know, he's had a bit of a stop start to the season. I mean, it's mad to think, when you look back to last year, he was the starting Lions number 8 and was absolutely outstanding. Probably, arguably, the best player, I would say, on that tour, which was obviously disappointing from a spectacle point of view. But he did so, so well. And then he only gets on for, I think it was like 12, 14 minutes in the Aviva last week, like just over a year later. So it shows you that's probably a lesson in what can happen between now and the World Cup, how quickly things can change. So I think he'll definitely be out to make a big impression. And by Andy Farrell picking such a strong team as well, I think it shows respect to Fiji, because they're not going to be any pushovers. I think Vern Cotter has got a bit more of an edge about them. You know, we know they're going to throw the ball around in classic Fiji style, and that will be brilliant to watch. But I think up front they have a bit more about them as well. It'll be interesting to see, you know, in terms of the set piece battle in the scrum, because I think Andy Farrell will want to see the likes of Jeremy Lachman be tested, because Fiji obviously wouldn't be renowned for their scrummaging prowess, but he'll want to see Jeremy Lachman put under pressure in much the same way that someone like Finley Beelan was last week, and he came off the bench, and look at his reputation has just gone through the roof now on the back of that. So there's big opportunities for lots of these guys, and I think other guys are kind of just ticking over, trying to get minutes into their legs before you'd imagine they'll be involved in the Australia game next week.
Okay, so just before we wrap, because you have to go to that Andy Farrell press conference, always the challenge with these kind of games is that when there are changes, is that the cohesion of the team can change or can be affected. So do you think he's got that right here, because, you know, he's keeping a lot of those, some of those players from last week as well?
Yeah, and I think that, like, you're spot on, Sinead. I think there's probably a bigger point here is that Andy Farrell doesn't want to make 15 changes and then all of a sudden you lose the momentum that you've built up last week, but also from the summer. Like, you look at Ireland's last three results have been two wins over the All Blacks and a win over South Africa. So there's no doubt that they want to finish this month with a clean sweep and going into the Six Nations, you know, feeling good about themselves, and like that's the kickstart into the World Cup. So I think he has got the right balance. I think it's brilliant to see Robert Ballacoon and Mac Hansen get another shot. Obviously, Mac Hansen scored the try last week, but it wasn't a game where there was lots of space. And Robert Ballacoon, I thought, really defended well. And that's one of the sides of his games that doesn't really get spoken about that often. But he's a really, really good defender. But you'd imagine there'll be a bit more space on Saturday, and it'll be brilliant to get to, you know, for him to show everyone again what he's all about, because he has pace to burn. So yeah, I think there's good cohesion, I would say, throughout the team. You look at the back row, Kieran Treadwell coming in, another guy who gets a chance to, you know, build on his impressive displays in the summer where he was the real bolter. He you know, Ian Henderson was another guy who was back training this week. Obviously, you know, he probably wasn't deemed fit enough to be involved, but it'll be interesting to see if he makes a late push to be involved against Australia next weekend. But the reality is, if Kieran Treadwell goes well from the start, he's been an excellent impact player off the bench. So you'd imagine he hasn't really done much to not merit his place. And that probably rounds off my initial point about this, Sinead. Andy Farrell wants people to take their opportunities, and if they don't, you're not going to be involved. And for so long under the Joe Schmidt era, I was certainly one of the people criticising the fact that certain players got too comfortable, and regardless of form, you knew they were going to be in the team. And I don't think you could say the same about this Andy Farrelly, the Andy Farrelly year. And I think that's hugely positive for Irish rugby.
Absolutely. And hopefully we will see loads of space this weekend. Great stuff, Keane. Thanks for that. Now, we'll be back after the Ireland-Fiji game on Saturday with a podcast to review that game. So keep an eye out for that. Bye for now.